minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 10-minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 5 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 5-minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 2 minutes from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 2 minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network.
1 minute.
We'll begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
It's time now for Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball. Get ready for the proud High A affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels to spin their way around the bases and swing for the fences as they twist through the Northwest League. Now for pregame coverage, here's the voice of the Dust Devils, Doug Taylor.
Friday evening to live from Meat Game Park in Eugene, Oregon. This is Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball. The Dust Devils taking on the Angels. Three of a 6-game series. So doubleheader tomorrow through 7 games beginning at 5:05. 4:05 late afternoon contest Sunday. And tonight we are on our usual schedule. Well, it's a bit more blue in the sky, not the rain, gloomy, and at times raining skies. We had last night here, both P2. 3-hour, 37-minute ball game. Chad Hemos played. That was the second string extra inning game of the series. The Dust Devils taking it by a final score of 7-6. Anthony Spiel is the hero in the top of the 10th for Tri-City. A 2-out RBI single playing Caleb Ketchup with pinch run to the beginning. Dylan Phillips will get the win going 3 innings in relief. And it's not officially in the system yet, but one of the foul scoring fits. So we're getting that direction for the Dust Devils. Jake Smith early listed with the win. He's going to end up with the save instead. He comes in at the bottom of the time. All the credit for from Story. So the Dust Devils take an extra inning game by a run. Emerald Wednesday night took an extra inning game by a run. Teams dead even when it comes to scoring. 10 apiece so far in the first 2 games. Each team, what they win in 10 innings. The Dust Devils can grab this one in 9 of each, though, and just find a total of 10 of the runs in the contest. But again, a good comeback win for the Dust Devils. They were behind early in this game, 2-0. Then they led 5-2, gave up the lead, but forced extra innings, and then again got the run in the 10th that the Emeralds did not. And it got Tri-City series at a game of peace. So, we come into this one now with the Dust Devils looking to put a second straight win on the board, get back to 500 at 3-3 on the year. And of course, the Eugene Angels at 2-3 are looking to do the same. So we have a look at the Northwest League standings. Coming into the contest, the Hillsboro Hops had 5-1 leading things to clear of the Spokane Indians and the Vancouver Canadiens. They're each 3-3 and facing off against one another at a Vista Stadium in Spokane. I'm very serious. Eugene and Tri-City, 2.5 back tied for fourth, and Everett at 2-4 currently on the bottom rung of the Northwest League West. Many pins still to play. 60 to be precise in the Northwest League for most, 61 for best element. Good job. Tomorrow, the forecast looking better throughout the rest of the weekend, and it looks like a nice night tonight. It is a cooler night than we've had in the first two games of the series, but again, it is dry, a slight bit of breeze blowing out. It looks like to be a solid field. And all in all, a pretty solid spring day for Tri-City Dust Devils baseball here in Eugene. For that, let's go ahead and get to the pitching matchup for the contest tonight for the Dust Devils. It'll be right-hander Victor Medeiros getting the nod, his second start of the season. A tough blood loss in his first outing last Saturday. Tri-City was shut out by Vancouver by a score of 3-0. 4 2/3 innings for Victor Medeiros. He gave up one run on 6 hits. He walked one little batter, struck out 6. Really had a nice outing to Victor Medeiros, but gave up the run. The Dust Devils didn't score. He gets the loss. Sometimes you pitch well and you get the loss. Sometimes you don't pitch as well and you get the win. Usually it evens out, or at least that's the thought. And certainly in the game of baseball, since when Victor Medeiros getting the start for the trying to the Dust Devils this year. Long time. For the Eugene Emeralds, it'll be right-hander Josh Bostic getting the nod. 6'4" righty out of Dallas, Texas. Eighth round 2023 selection of the San Francisco Giants. Last year at San Jose for the Giants of the California League. 1-6 outings, all but 3 of them starts. Bostic 2-9 with a 4.7 ERA. So record and ERA is not really matching there. 7 1/3 innings. 121 strikeouts, just 44 walks. Bostic, the number 18 prospect of the Giants org, according to Baseball America, getting the start this evening. He has made a start already in 2025, 3 1/3 innings, giving up 2 runs, earned 3 in total on 3 hits and 1. First round goals. So it's still scoring in the system. And the politics of the ERA all goes for 4. Victor Medeiros is at 1.93, but when starting of the year, those numbers aren't telling it. All that much more, a little bit more. This is the relative that first group. We come back. We'll go through the Northwest League scoreboard, the Angel system as well. The parent club also in action line. It used to take the down to Astros. More on that. And the Emeralds account is with the period. The Tri-City Dust Devil, the Eugene Emeralds, gave 3 of 6 on the way. First pitch scheduled about 15 minutes or so. You're tuned in to the Tri-City Dust Devil's predictions.
Everybody knows you shouldn't retire until you're 65.
Buying a house? 20% down or nothing, bud.
It's easy. Put your money into savings and never touch it.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. For financial knowledge that can help you reach your version of success, come to Giesa Credit Union. We can walk you through everything you need to feel confident about your finances. There's a healthier approach to money. Find it at Giesa Credit Union. Giesa is an equal opportunity lender.
Call Abadan today for your business technology needs. From copiers to high-capacity print production, Abadan has you covered. Find out why they've served the Mid-Columbia since 1953. Call 509-946-2033. Abadan. Feel connected.
Who's on first? At Tri-Cities Community Health, you come first. Your local community health center for over 40 years, our experienced team of medical, dental, and behavioral health specialists provide personalized care tailored to your individual needs. TCCH pharmacies are located in Pasco, Kennewick, and Richland, offering free prescription delivery. You'll always receive the highest level of care in a timely manner, regardless of your financial situation. Our teamwork means better care and better health, and the ultimate winner is you. Make Tri-Cities Community Health your home base for all of your healthcare needs. Go to mytcch.org to schedule an appointment or learn more.
Living a healthy life is built on a foundation of good habits. Nourishing food, plenty of sleep, regular exercise, and for women, getting a breast cancer risk assessment by age 25 and annual mammograms starting at 40. At Inland Imaging, we've doubled the capacity of our Kennewick Center to make it twice as easy to take care of your health. Schedule your annual screening today. Call 509-374-4030 or visit inlandimaging.com/scheduling-TC.
The Hampton Inn Suites Pasco Tri-Cities Hotel provides a home away from home retreat while you stay in Washington. Wake up to a free hot breakfast after a restful sleep on a clean and fresh Hampton bed. Plan your next adventure using the free Wi-Fi in your room or throughout the hotel and unwind in their indoor saltwater pool and hot tub. They're close to the Track Center for meetings, concert, and sporting events. Visit Gisa Stadium to watch the Tri-City Dust Devils. For reservations, call 509-792-1660 or stop by 6826 Burden Boulevard in Pasco.
Back at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon, getting set for the Tri-City Dust Devils and the Eugene Emeralds. Game 3 of 6 coming up, and the pregame show continues by getting you tonight's starting lineups. First for the business, Tri-City Dust Devils, and first-year manager Dan Bilardello, first-year managing the club, and a very experienced minor league manager. In fact, win number 57 for him last night, and toward 900 this year. And has been tracking and counting. The starting nine for him as follows. Capri Ortiz, the series getting shortstop, will be the leadoff. Dan will be followed by Joe Redfield in central of the season, second. Anthony Spool is the designated hitter, getting a half day, if you will, batting third. Ryan Nicholson, the first baseman, bats cleanup. All four of them will take on the righty. Josh Bostic has lefties. Ortiz is switching, so we'll switch when lefty comes in. 2-3-4, and main on the left side. Rio Foster, the left fielder, moves into the 5 spot of the lineup last night. Juan Flores, the catcher, will bat 6 followed by Alexander Ramirez getting the starting ranking for tonight. Batting 7 forward in his still back at 2020 custodian over the weekend. Caleb Ketchup, the second baseman, will bat. Ketchup came in as a pinch runner, stole third base, and scored in the 10th. Well, that means the winning run the contest. Third baseman, Otto Vera, a switch hitter, take that Boston light and so on. Yeah. No, we're going to Medeiros on the hill. For the Eugene Emeralds and Jeremiah Gneistat, their manager, center fielder Bo Davidson, will be the lead-out fielder, followed by Jonah Cox in left field, batting second. James Timms, the third, is the designated hitter this evening. Love at third, just mentioned. Charlie Zaccone is the cleanup man in first base. He limits it to the nine to pillar. 1-3-4 left-handed. Quinn McDaniel, the second baseman, will bat fifth. Scott Van Dorp, the left-handed, and Hank with the will bat sixth. Then a professional debut for the Eugene Emeralds. Zane Zielinski was the shortstop batting seventh. Zane Zielinski, the 9th 2023 selection, double San Francisco Giants. Chicago. Is former college teammate Charlie Zaccone, the 9th 2023 both on the infield today, just as it was back in college. And they were O'Neill Perez, the catcher, will bat 8th, bat on that selection in third base. Well, Boston, Adam Jones, for the Timberwolves. White, Jersey, and Pitts, the black, climbing in the San Francisco Giants, and Bill Nation. Black surrounding the Emerald, the one with green across the field. Number black, both there and snapping in the squad. And try to sit on the red jerseys in this. The letters white across the front, trying to sit in the same bold seat in the middle. It's a black of the streets. The number is in the tree to be white. And so it's just in the middle of the hand. Right on the top. So if you start in moments. For both sides tonight. Promises to be another good ball game. Getting going at the same time at Vista Stadium Spokane Valley. Staking on the Spokane Indians. 7:05 for the home field of Everett. Mr. Fox did you guys ever know of something since Mr. Fox? Those series will be tonight. Four games to play here. Plus the Friday night. It feels like a Thursday, but it is in fact a Friday. The Devils look to make it a second straight win tonight. Send it home with Major Little Experience Canada. It's been an interesting journey for Victor Medeiros. Well, his Major League, who started his pro career with the Dust Devils in 2002-2. Swept the rings, then in 2002-3, he wins his Major League debut, I believe it was, and then guaranteed Ray Field in the South Side of Chicago against the White Sox. Best year between the Rocket and Tri-City, and also he stopped at the Major Leagues as well. In fact, even Salt Lake, too, so he was at four different levels of the Onto system. Starting here, seeing what the journey looks like for Victor. Come on, people thought it. Still playing long weekend up there in the 24 until June. So, the Heroes looking for a second straight good outing. Good outing the first down. We're getting about the loss. Bostic, meanwhile, he's an outing his first go around, too. So, tough him to give, perhaps, to make here in the park. You still don't know the dimensions down the lines left and right. They're not most familiar. We believe they're meant for the pass from that's about 400% of the game with short fences, 6.5 feet around. It used to be a little higher, a little further back. Made it a fairly imposing place to live, especially in the cooler months, the early part of the year. A bit more hitter friendly these days. The breeze blowing out to center. It's going to help. There's so much right, even with this time. But this time of year, there's still a lot of humidity in the air. Just how it is, back in all of us, top right here is here in the achievement. Probably for a month or two. Meanwhile, back at the Tri-Cities, we'll probably get to them a little earlier, just how the weather works around the Pacific and Indian Northwest. A little bigger crowd coming into the ballpark at Sillies tonight. Certainly, it's always raining that kicked things down last night. Bossman here. We're opening them. Flyers waiting at home plate. Don't know whether they've already had their meeting with the managers. They have. It's been flipped. It'll be Tatum Titzer behind a play calling balls and strikes. And Mathia Art, the man on the bases. Art took a couple of deflections last night. I was wondering if it would be okay. The answer seems to be yes. In position, ready to do the job. I'll send the new lines. It's about a 3 to Vancouver to start the opener in this series. Any next or giving win or match next? That'll have a coming tomorrow. So 7 inning games. It's going to be the range of June tonight with anything. And you can join us by being right behind this at this time. On the MILB app. At least 14 innings of baseball for you. So you're calling resources out this year. Reaching quickly. Some innings with some bases loaded situations. Neither team is really deep in the other a little bit. This is last name. This doesn't pick me up. Why are you going from the full village? And it's in the south. Coming out with a lot of them in the good color morning draft. It's the regular grass color. Start seeing it. Balance from Linfield. And then it's after the national anthem. So we will take a break when we come back. First pitch and all the action live coming from PK Park. Again, it's the Tri-City Dust Devils and the Eugene Emeralds. Game 3 of 6 on the way shortly. This has been the Tri-City Dust Devils Premium Show. Dust Devils Baseball is next.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We take a lot of pride in the success of our Tri-City Dust Devils, just like the folks at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride. With quality gasoline, non-ethanol premium, and diesel fuel, Pacific Pride's 24-hour fully automated fueling stations are modern, clean, and well-lit, And the frequent fueler's special access card provides security, control, and itemized billing. No lost receipts, no unauthorized purchases, no guesswork. Just hundreds of convenient Pacific Pride sites throughout the U.S. At Pacific Pride, we fuel the winners, and your company can join the team. So get a handle on your commercial fueling needs with Pacific Pride. Open your account today at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride, with offices in Pasco, Spokane, Yakima, and surrounding areas.
Benton Franklin Orthopedic Associates has been a trusted orthopedic clinic in the Tri-Cities area for decades, and we now have a new home. Visit our new office right behind the mall at 8200 West Gage Boulevard in Kennewick, where we offer comprehensive orthopedic care focused specifically on your needs. You can learn more about our services at bfoaonline.com. Benton Franklin Orthopedic Associates. We're here to get you back in the game.
Columbia Safety is a locally owned and operated company offering high-quality training and staffing to the Pacific Northwest. Please reach out to us for all your training or staffing needs. We offer classes in CPR, first aid, nursing assistant, emergency medical technician, and so much more. Columbia Safety is also your local leader in AED sales and service. Give us a call at 509-820-3883 or find us on the web at columbiasafety.net.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
All set to go for Tri-City Dust Devils baseball on Friday night. Eugene, and a nice one. A little cool. Decent amount of folks in their second layer, but it is tall. It's a ball going out to center field. Looks like we've avoided the rains that we had last night here. Still got the ball game in. The last ball was 1-10 innings, 7-6. The Eugene Emeralds defensively in a moment as right-hander Josh Bostic ready to go with the first pitch of the game to Capri Ortiz. It comes in at 6:35, and it is high. 4-1-0. Three last night, 1-for-5 with a walk and a run scored. And saw at the top of the order. We won fastball taking inner hit. Number 12, strike one. Jonah Cox in left field, Bo Davidson on center, Scott Andora in right for the Emeralds. It's Bostic running now with the 1-1 to Ortiz. Low speed and just inside. Look at the changeup throwing that time. 2-2. The infield, Cole Foster at third, Zane Zielinski making his professional debut at shortstop. Quinn McDaniel, the second baseman, and Charlie Zaccone at first, with O'Neill Perez catching with 2-1. It's inside, a little lower as well. Reball is Anderson. Fastball from Bostic. Running to Baseball America has been in the mid to upper 90s at times. It was just 90 there, the 3-1. Ortiz swings and pops into the air behind home plate, the third base line. Thin on the roof and bounce away. And then fills it to Capri. The switch hitter could tell himself how to hit left-handed. Get some assistance when he became a pro. Was a right-hand hitter for his whole life, basically. The 3-2, it's high, ball four. So a full count walk. What a Capri Ortiz has a little walk in. We're switching the board. Last up, starting off the ball game. Striking the left-hand hitter, Joe Redfield. In center field today. Andrew Lewis is getting a full 9-5. Not going to school the designated hitter with a long deck in. Bostic working from the stretch, set at the belt. As he looks in at O'Neill Perez. Long pause there on the pitch home. It's high. Perez was ready to throw. Trying to backpick the runner on twos at first, but Redfield in the left-hand box, and they almost collided there. Redfield was entitled to the space, though, in the box. Pitch missing, 1-1 and no strikes. Bostic checking over his left shoulder. Ortiz, the 1-0 fastball, foul. 2 balls and no strikes. Good night for Redfield at the plate last night. 2-for-4, with a run scored.
I've got a couple of games. I mean, there's a hook on both of them. Meanwhile, struggling with his control and command early. Ortiz a solid lead, draws a throw back in safely via Dunn. And two stolen bases already this year has not been caught. Stick set in the 2-0. Check swing and was really to a tough one, I believe. No fielder pitcher, the home plate umpire. It's a strike 2-1. And Oakfield, fourth round 2023 pick of the Angels at a Sam Houston State. Another Dust Devil who made his pro debut with Tri-City. 2-1. Fastball, the top. Three balls in the spot. It's more or less than change up. Just a 9-1. Yeah, you told it, the fastball can run in at times and look for 9-1. So the throw to the first close play. Just but the safely is a routine. Is that awfully close? Second disengagement as well for Boston. 3-1 count. Nice to Ortiz stretch the lead a little further. He was well off the bat. He goes to 3-1. Popped in the air, shallow right field. Going out, Quinn McDaniel, the second baseman, coming in the right fielder. It's best on deal. I'm going to get underneath that one, just sending it out into low. One out in the top of the first inning. Just under my list of those favorites. No score. Pardon for the sound there. Here is Anthony School, the designated hitter tonight. And they throw over, not safely. Again, is Ortiz with the new batter at the plate. And the disengagement count resets. School was 2-for-6, had 2 RBI singles, 1 in the 4-run fourth inning, and the big one in the 10th to give the Dust Devils ultimately the winning run. 7-6 the final. Delivery to score at this time. One ball in this first. In these last three games, so got an average 227, 2 RBI, 2 doubles. The motto, it's supposed to be a 1,000 straight bounce. Got more than kind of bullet in the strength. The Dust Devils with just 2 home runs so far on the young season. The good news is, both of those players are in the lineup tonight. Caleb Ketch, who had the first home run of the season for the Dust Devils on opening night, and Alexander Ramirez. 1-1. Someone takes it. Cutter and the crown that's going over the inside edge for strike 2. Mention this is the pregame show. What weather's 3 hours and 22 minutes on Wednesday night in the 10-inning game to open the series. Look, this night is 3 hours 37 minutes. Now it's from first pitch. We'll have a 40-minute delay as well for the ball game. So you're going to know PK Park pretty well in the first two games of the series. 1-2, the count to School. No score, top of the first, a runner at first. Three Ortiz, and holds the pit. Spirit, classic thunder. One ball, they also stress. School, his father, Antonio, major player in Cuba, won 3 Olympic medals. 1992, 1996, and 2000. Barcelona, Atlanta, and Sydney, respectively. 1-2. Two balls and 2 strikes. All of those in baseball, to be clear. And for the famous team Industriales in Havana, Cuba. The Yankees, if you will, of the Cuban National League. If I throw it to first, I'm so full of them, the three little tools. Realize that speed a little bit more. And Mr. Hughes saw him working with Angels minor league coordinator Joe Creasel. Getting that lead out a little further and enhanced. The 2-2. School takes it high, ball 3. Full counts. 2 of the first 3 hitters for Josh Boston. He thrown 17 pitches, or 7 strikes, with 1 out here in the top of the first inning. The tease goes, the pitch. A swing on a miss for strike 3. Then Perez on the transfer trying to throw out Ortiz at second, lost the ball. So Kiprian Ortiz will get a stolen base in his third of the season. Spiro has got all strikes. That's when the Dust Devils are in the top of the first inning. Ryan Nicholson drove in 3 runs last night, his first 3 of the season. 4 with a double, 2 walks. He's had a hook in his last 4 ball games. First pitch to the lefty. Slider inside. Moving over the top curve. 1-0. Austin throws both of those, allegedly. Nicholson 6-3. 6-1, 226. And that's the next thing they win. Austin, they're missing no else. 2 balls in nice guy. Nicholson. Double in the 8th inning, tying the ball game with 6-6. And 2-0. And look like the change. Top the inside edge, 2-1. She's loaded walk in the 4th, bringing in a run. And then a silver in the 6th. That made it a 5-2 Dust Devils lead at the time, bringing one 7-6 in 10 last night. And 2-1 pitcher. It's low, a fastball. 3 balls and a strike to Ryan Nicholson. And he reaches up to the wheel of Foster and Sunday. First inning for Boston. That was at second with a decent lead there. Zanzalewski, the shortstop, trying to keep him close to the bat. 3-1. It's high, ball 4. Second walk of the inning issued by Josh Boston. Nicholson makes his way to first. 2 on for the Dust Devils with 2 outs in the top of the first inning. Dustin and June scoreless. And luckily, the Rio Costa comes up. Rio 1-for-3 for the run score. It's 15-3 walking. And the first one is running away. Nicholson has been aboard in all 5 games for the Dust Devils. Runners with leads. This pitch to Rio. Flipped in the air, right side of the infield. Follows the code of the first baseman, just edging out all of the lost people at lost 7-2. Jokes the best, while one book in time to the field. Moves over. Dust Devils turned away, no runs, no hits, small errors, and I don't know. We're underway here at PK Park with the score between Dust Devils. Nothing. Eugene Emerald's coming to bats. So we're looking up Transcend the Dust Devils baseball.
Folks, it's springtime. You know what that means? It's time for Dust Devils baseball. Time to come out to the ballpark and have some fun. Friday, April 18th is Family Feast Night with the Dust Devils. Come enjoy a baseball game with hot dogs, soft drinks, and more for just $2.50 each. And be sure to come back Saturday, April 19th as your Dust Devils play as the Columbia River Rooster Tails and enjoy a post-game fireworks show thanks to BNSF Railway. For tickets, head to the official site, DustDevilsBaseball.com. Dust Devils Baseball. It will blow you away.
The Hampton Inn Suites Pasco Tri-Cities Hotel provides a home away from home retreat while you stay in Washington. Wake up to a free hot breakfast after a restful sleep on a clean and fresh Hampton bed. Plan your next adventure using the free Wi-Fi in your room or throughout the hotel and unwind in their indoor saltwater pool and hot tub. They're close to the track center for meetings, concert, and sporting events. Visit Gisa Stadium to watch the Tri-City Dust Devils. For reservations, call 509-792-1660 or stop by 6826 Burden Boulevard in Pasco.
Tri-City nothing. Eugene coming up as we move to the bottom of the first inning. Nice night for ball. Nice spring evening at Cape Horn, Eugene. The Dust Devils look like this tonight is arranged by manager Dave Gallardello. Across the outfield, it's Joe Foster in left field, Joe Renfield in center field. So field and field. Alexander Ramirez, the right field tonight. Field by Olvera, the third baseman. Greenworks is the shortstop. Caleb Ketchup is the second baseman in the American is over at first. Flores catches. And on the mound, the left-hander from Miami, Vic Medeiros. And his first outing of the year Saturday, 4 2/3. He just one run earned on 6 hits. It's one. Struck out 6. Got the loss. Tri City shut out 3-0. Continues on left-hand hitting center filler Bo Davidson. First pitch to Davidson. Fastball missing low at 95 miles an hour. One ball and no strikes. Davidson, 1-for-5 in the opening game of this series with a two-run single, did not play last night. Well, third base side. Gives even in the box with the strikes. He's playing Davidson to pull on the right side of the infield. Caleb Ketchup over in the hole, and Ryan Nicholson hugging the line. One ball. That's ball lower. Two balls in a strike. Adol Vera is off the bag at third, but in a pretty normal defensive position. Ortiz toward the middle, but certainly not straight up the middle as we've seen. And 2-1. Pass ball and inside corner, 2-2. And it's in a 2.11 average so far, very early in the year. 3 RBI. We're all in going Wednesday. We'll be double. So it's his one timeout outside the box. 6-1, 205 pounds. Very sure of the North Carolina area. The 2-2. Maybe if you're not in the air, not too high. Maybe he's getting back to that. From behind. Here's pitch to Jonah Cox. That was a little strength though. Strong throw in the left field in it. There's a little more work. In the center to start the series. Cox 0-for-5 with a walk last time. Does have 4 RBL early in the year. That's starting his career in the athletics system. 0-1. Not even Todd Kane and Titcher, the home plate umpire. That's both home plate umpires on consecutive nights taking deflections. It's Juan Flores checking on him. A little gone off of Flores' glove. Can't even get a ball on a strike because the pitch didn't miss the zone. Notice that Miller landed to his glove at Flores in the 1-1. Slider. Going after him was Cox for strike 2. And we've been a pull down the line. And Titchener making the call at the plate. Don't show the Cox move. Arrows ahead of ball and 2 strikes. Get the first out at the bottom of this first inning. And 1-2. Slider towel off the end of the bat to the first base zone. Already doing the Cox in his score in front of the end with Stone. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rolling in this game, McGurney's going to shake off the run. Into again. Ramshot pop up, first base side. Play it with Ryan Nicholson. Into foul ground near the warning track. He makes the catch. For what we're doing. Madero's rebounds nicely there. Last year, between the 3 levels of minor league ball for Madero's and 104 innings gave up the 2 years. That's not a ton. First pitch to James Tibbs the third. And two looks to see what a smaller can miss. No strike to him left. This third has one of the home runs for the Emeralds. That was in the Hillsborough series in 0-1. Fastball taken. Strike 2. That's 7. And certainly an elite fastball starting pitcher. Finally lower Victor Medeiros. Both coming in regularly. In front of the right spots, the 0-2. Right. Cutter with Langdon fouled at the plate. Florida State Seminole. 0-2. Watch the weather here at first pitch. So a little bit ago, 56 degrees and cloudy skies. Right, what the temperature was last night. So it was cloudy and the clouds were raining down on us a bit, off and on throughout the evening. Again, the 0-2 to Tibbs the third. Swing on a breaking ball, didn't offer no as it goes right into the next one. One ball in 2 strikes. That is glorious. Still haven't dialed things in as well. Ready from the windup now with the 1-2. And a slider pulled up 3 hops to second. Four pitcher has a twist to first and plenty to the ground number 2. 2-4-3 ground out. It's two out for Uchino at the bottom of the first. Wednesday night, the block off sacrifice fly coming in the 10th inning. 4-3, the Airmen's took that one. First pitch. It's a pony. Bob's a clear move. Fell on the blow. Third base shot. The ball's in the spot. On cue, a raking glass sound. So it's a little different here in Eugene. The ball, one sound. Involved and a strike. It seems like just about every park has something like it. It's a stadium. You have the beeper of the car remote turning off the alarm. The one line. This is what it is. That's it. Here it's the Stone Cold Steve Austin game. And not well versed in wrestling, but like the predecessor. I'm pretty sure I recognize that. It's a very devil year of the 1990s. The 1-2. Wait, just turn this your phone, but it's not simple.
Yes, it's
the end of the second base of Brigham Daniel. 2-1 strikes, there was nothing he scores. We play. 2 outs in the bottom of the first. Black Bear. They're known best for hockey, University of Maine. And there's delivery to the Dan in the slider in the clear half for strike one. Daniel 1-for-5 with a run scored last night. He's been aboard in all 5 Emeralds games. 0-1. Another nice beautiful juice. Swing and most big hit from the doom. From that lining up, starters over 20 pitches in this first move. I've lost at 324. This is pitch number 22 coming up. And here it is. Fastball to Marichanic Fowler and limited behind O'Dell. To reveal with no balls, 2 strikes. And that hit on the heels. With okay speed over at first. Got a long lead over there. The 0-2. He bluffs going and the pitch is outside. Slider missing. 1-2 now, the thing. Quinn McDaniel. 3 RBI and a double so far. Now with some power. Switching numbers this season. The 1-2. Fly ball on the air to right. Playable, coming another one, Alexander Ramirez, and he's got it just inside the line on the run. Nice catch by Ramirez, and that'll do it for the Airbirds here in the bottom of the first. Still, though, Bo Davis's leadoff homer, putting Eugene in front around 2 minutes, no errors, and one thing I left them if we hit any pop. With this work, Eugene and McGee on the Tri-City Dust Devils, nothing. You listen, look to Dust Devils Baseball.
Who's on first? At Tri-Cities Community Health, you come first. Your local community health center for over 40 years, our experienced team of medical, dental, and behavioral health specialists provide personalized care tailored to your individual needs. TCCH pharmacies are located in Pasco, Kennewick, and Richland, offering free prescription delivery. You'll always receive the highest level of care in a timely manner, regardless of your financial situation. Our teamwork means better care and better health, and the ultimate winner is you. Make Tri-Cities Community Health your home base for all of your healthcare needs. Go to mytcch.org to schedule an appointment or learn more.
Living a healthy life is built on a foundation of good habits. Nourishing food, plenty of sleep, regular exercise, and for women, getting a breast cancer risk assessment by age 25 and annual mammograms starting at 40. At Inland Imaging, we've doubled the capacity of our Kennewick Center to make it twice as easy to take care of your health. Schedule your annual screening today. Call 509-374-4030 or visit inlandimaging.com/scheduling-TC.
I'm trying to see what happened. You know, the okay part. Juan Flores, the catcher, leads off against the starter Josh Boston. The move pitch off Spielberg. And Flores to chase the swing of the miss for strike one. And that was a fastball whistling movement. We are going to have our movie too. Whereas the recipient fell out of the first base side of the over the roof floor. There's Owen Silver. So Owen was 1-for-5 last night, and on his first hit of 2025, and takes a moment outside the numbers. The 18-year-old Dust Devils catcher has been 5'10", 215 pounds. The 0-2, and missed strike three on the slider. Flores is unaware that the ball had gotten away. He will make his way back to the dugout. See, the strikeout reported. We're out here at the top of the seventh. Not sure. Not far as didn't see it. Maybe he's frustrated with how the journey that the plate has gone so far. But went out, Alexander Ramirez up now the right field. Takes a fastball, huh? What a note. Ramirez is homer, his first at bat of the year on Sunday. Tips the fastball this time in the inner half. More strike one, the pan even two. He's been starting to look at velocity now. Energy three from Boston to win a little. Some bonus. The slider, Ellen Zook, wants to start with a little more comfortable. As Ramirez tips his moment outside the mound. Least of the two strikeouts so far on the night. And the runs over Ramirez. So we almost said time. It's fantastic. If they're not a realist, if they're not a realist, if they're not a realist, if something else.
Not a great second, it's a really catch up, isn't
it? Mitchell Lynn last night, who came in as the pinch runner to win the 10th inning. Stole third of the first pitch of the inning, and then scored Anthony Spool's RBI single. First pitch to Kellen. Fellows do there. The smoking rainbow. He has been appointed the beer batter tonight here in Eugene. And he's going through this to the ball. It's a back of the box against Boston. A one. Was made in the dugout in the bottom of the first inning. It was Boston looking really, really comfortable out there. The 0-2. Pass built into the hands. Catch a blaze off it. One ball and two strikes. Yes, the home field pretty deep on the left side. There's a couple of the first guys that lands up a bit. Balancing. Yes. Zeroes down the both column, and right down into the bottom of the second. The score was 1-1. Tri-City nothing. This is the Tri-City best ever since.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Washington at highschoolofficials.com.
Everybody knows you shouldn't retire until you're 65.
Buying a house? 20% down or nothing, bud.
It's easy. Put your money into savings and never touch it.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. For financial knowledge that can help you reach your version of success, come to Giesa Credit Union. We can walk you through everything you need to feel confident about your finances. There's a healthier approach to money. Find it at Giesa Credit Union. Giesa is an equal opportunity lender.
Devils 1, Dust Devils nothing. Bottom of the second inning coming up here at PK Park. And Victor Madero's a look to lead in. And 24 pitch Chris solo. Give up a hit, but no more runs. Meanwhile, very different story for Josh Boston in the second inning. He'll have to take 10 strikes. And he's looking for his first two. In the second, he strikes out the side on just a left, which is no spin. If it's so, Bill will try to follow in his train. Either a 1-0 ball game to the third. Right fielder Scott Bandura lead things off. Shortstop Zane Zielinski and O'Neill Perez, the catcher, to follow. First pitch, Bandura, some fastballs, and you miss. And two along the way, from the left hand hitting Scott Bandura. Go balls in his strike. Bandura 1-for-3 last night. 2 walks, 2 runs scored. Arrows ready, the 0-1. Fastball at the knees, 1-2. It is a bigger crowd tonight here at PK Park and have a little more life around the scene in bowl. Nice, but there's the 0-2. Baseball high. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Princeton, man, strong start to the year. 17 errors. Miniature base hits, though, so far. He's on a couple of stolen bases. They're playing in a bit to pull. But he's playing more up the middle. And 1-2, it's low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adol Vera is playing third, but certainly not hugging the line. If Ortiz up the middle, but not quite behind the second base bell. Catch up more toward the hole. Ryan Nicholson is playing a no doubles defense down the first base line. And 2-2, down off with order to go. Outfield, meanwhile, again turned or shifted the other way, but only slightly. Joe Redfield, the center fielder, is moving 2 steps to the left of second base as we see him from the press box here. Alexander Ramirez is straight away. 2-2, and slider inside. 3-2. Still Anthony Spohn has not been in the field for the most of us this year. So Alexander Ramirez out right. And the count full now to Scott Bandura with a slider missing into it. Now shakes off one side, likes the other. Rocks the 3-2. Fastball foul away. Third base side. Where Victor Medeiros was up 2 strikes. Madero working him back full. Points of 3 years here at the high A level with the Eugene Emeralds. And 3-2 again. Fastball hit on the ground to the left side. He's backing and sets. He has the first out of town. Very good speed. Well, he's got to it and set his ball through. That'll do. The third hit will be for the Emeralds. We'll have Orange in the bottom of the second. And that in Regina score, and on the professional debut at the plate of Zane Zielinski, the shortstop. First pitch in the right hand hitter, fastball in the inner half for a called strike one. Zielinski played at the University of Illinois Chicago with Charlie Zaccone, who's the first baseman for the Emeralds. Went after his former Flames into the Giants' sword, the elbow. And spelling thin in the ear to right, but shallow. We will middle depth when it gets out easily with Alexander Ramirez, who makes the catch. For the first out, and Bandura will face to first. Madero's running that fast back in. Is that in the meetings of Zielinski? First down to the bottom of the seventh. It's got a little more along the way, though. They're having a very good year for Illinois Chicago. Whereas catcher Zane, or should say, O'Neill Perez, first pitch to him. It's a fastball, outer half to strike one. Stadowski on the board. Sometimes you say the thing you see, even though you know it's not right. Let's rest the plate, you know. Might have deflected off the Medeiros. Can't it be seven for one? Ortiz to first. It's throwing, fine, though. And it ends up in the swing in front of the Gene dugout. So safe at first is Perez. Which a fielder's choice for six. Believe they will put a pair around. No. What advancements? Takes the place. With Bandura in first. Now two outs in the bottom of the second. 1-0 Eugene to score. Perez to good speed, especially for a catcher. And here is Paul Foster. First pitch to the third baseman tonight. Inside, 1-0. Switch hitter hitting on the left-hand side. This home run from the right-hand side on Wednesday night, tying the game in the bottom of the ninth. 1-0. Fastball down the middle, taking for strike one. Foster last night, 0-for-3, two walks and a run scored. The third will have been on base in three games so far this year. He scored in on three of them. And one of them. Fastball's fan of us. Here was ahead of all the two strikes. Looking to get out of the second now. Perez walking in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The inning is over. Perez them in safely, but it's not going to matter. As strike three closes out the bottom of the signal. To Medeiros with his first strike there, Paul the Lent makes the scoreless with the Lord Eugenio runs. He has left. Through two here at BK Park. It's the Emeralds one that I still have. It's not the
Benton Franklin Orthopedic Associates has been a trusted orthopedic clinic in the Tri-Cities area for decades, and we now have a new home. Visit our new office right behind the mall at 8200 West Gage Boulevard in Kennewick, where we offer comprehensive orthopedic care focused specifically on your needs. You can learn more about our services at bfoaonline.com. Benton Franklin Orthopedic Associates. We're here to get you back in the game.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
G1 Tri-City nothing. Third inning coming up at TT Park. This person must have this nice man. Nice if someone will leave it for ball here in the Willamette Valley. It will be summit in fact. It's all the way through Portland here up to the Columbia. It doesn't start here in June, but throwing starts to get a move on really. So we'll go for a moment. Kinsey River, amongst other streams. And David Villardello's quarter, lateral Vera, the third baseman. Steps on the left-hand side. I think it's Josh Bostic. It's a two interesting innings tonight. First pitch to Lateral, who squared a button, pulls back. Fastball missing inside, 1-0. Josh Bostic throwing more balls than strikes in the first inning. The rest of us getting a couple on, but stranding them. And 1-0. Jumps it. There you go. I spelled the news for strike one. And then in the second inning, Bostic striking out the side on 11 pitches. This seems more locked in, or at least it was, the 1-1 fastball inside. Two balls and a strike. Infield playing deep and back against Otto Rivera. Almost straight away, though. On the right side of me is the 2-1. Vera flying in the air to center. Couple steps in, couple steps back. Well, the couple steps from. Got a couple ball there. Looking at some depth in the first half, but the third. It's five in a row retired by John Salisbury. To the top of the order. Three Ortiz, four walk in his first plate appearance. He stole second base, his third swipe of the season. First pitch to Caprice, pairs to Bum, and fills back. Their chin low was a changeup. Heavy miles in the room, Jared Blount. Not seeing us here, so Redfield on deck. A one. Bird, I think they know what's a strong two. Listing it. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. And losing another breaking ball. Swing with a screen three. And Neil Perez, Jason Vero Tuesday. And while the 10 man threw out. Unassisted. Four out of the last five struck out by Josh Buster. So far in the lead. Two gone to the third, 1-0 Eugene to score with nobody on. Joe Redfield, the center fielder at the plate. First pitch for Bostic to second goal right now. It's a fastball and bitter enough to strike one. Redfield flew out to right, not underneath the ball. His first time up. A one. Fastball out, so not from the both and the screen. Lights are on here at BK, but the sun is still not setting for another 38 minutes or so. 1-1, Redfield squared, pulled back. He pitched the changeup in there, 1-2. That can be not just an actual bunt attempt or threatening it, but also a way to try to change the eye line of the catcher and the umpire for that matter, too. Ball at the hurry rhythm off of things. His Boston steps the 1-2. Changeup, it looked like, and it's fouled at the plate. Changeups can especially be difficult on left-hand hitters from a right-handed pitcher. Usually tells away from them, and it's like a fastball, and it just never really gets there. So, move by Redfield, stick with that, and deflect it. Two strikes within the count, and Boston comes home. Bird glass, and that's straight one. Let's double turn to run again in order. Zeros down the book column. You're listening to Tri-City Dust Devils Post Order.
Call Abbott and today for your business technology needs. From copiers to high-capacity print production, Abbott and has you covered. Find out why they've served the Mid-Columbia since 1953. Call 509-946-2033. Abbott and. Feel connected.
We take a lot of pride in the success of our Tri-City Dust Devils, just like the folks at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride. With quality gasoline, non-ethanol premium, and diesel fuel, Pacific Pride's 24-hour fully automated fueling stations are modern, clean, and well-lit, and the frequent fueler's special access card provides security, control, and itemized billing. No lost receipts, no unauthorized purchases, no guesswork. Just hundreds of convenient Pacific Pride sites throughout the U.S. At Pacific Pride, we fuel the winners, and your company can join the team. So get a handle on your commercial fueling needs with Pacific Pride. Open your account today at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride, with offices in Pasco, Spokane, Yakima, and surrounding areas.
Eugene Emeralds won. The Tri-City Dust Devils nothing. Bottom of the third inning at BK Park. Some messing baseballs. And Mark Van Dermington is so low on burn. We've only run of those schools. I don't know how many things I expect to believe. But Mark Victor, a lot of smart. Hundreds of his pitches. Thornton from the zone on the bell to lane. And pitch to Davidson. Third baseman, strike one. At Olvera, the third baseman playing a bit in just in case Davidson wanted to lay a bunt in. The rest of the infield playing back, which he's somewhat up the middle, right side of the infield, shifted over slightly. A one. Slightly, it's a correct two. Like catcher playing almost a straightaway set. some size gaps around the infield, a little more time to operate. 0-2. Good job. I'm glad that's so. The water infield, he can't go. The climb. Oh, great.